This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, as you've been hearing through the evening, there has been an attack on a church in Tanta. It's in just north of Cairo in Egypt, and it's a Coptic church that's been attacked, and it seems like a reasonable conclusion that this was a targeted attack on worshippers on Palm Sunday, probably by an Islamist group that has not yet been confirmed, but certainly that's what the speculation is. Father Mark Basili is from St. Mark's Coptic Church in Sydney's Arncliffe, and he joins us now. I'm so terribly sorry about what's happened to your homeland.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for the kind sentiments and your prayers that are very much needed at this time.
Now, you've just celebrated Palm Sunday at your own church. How was that?
Yeah, we celebrated Palm Sunday this morning, which, of course, is the celebration of the Lord's entry into Jerusalem. And for the Coptic Orthodox Church, it's one of the most significant feasts and probably the most crowded day in the whole church calendar. So an attack on this day would cause a large number of casualties.
Have you been able to speak with anybody in Egypt?
Yeah, we've been in contact with a few of the clergy there, and it's just devastating to begin sort of this beautiful period of Easter in this kind of way.
Do you know about this particular church, St. George's Church in Tanta?
I'm not personally familiar with that particular church. There are hundreds of churches across Egypt.
Yes.
But definitely would have been, you know, one of the most crowded days of the whole year.
Now, was it last December, recently anyway, there was an attack like this in Cairo, and a bombing in a church?
Yeah, there was a bombing in the main cathedral in Cairo, where again tens of people were murdered and killed in a suicide bomb. And this is something that is quite common that takes place in Egypt. Since the beginning of the Coptic Church, it's always been sort of that way, that it's been an attacked minority of Christians who are living in fear and persecution, all for their love for Christ and just wanting to worship Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Now, the Coptic Church is one of the most ancient of the Christian religions, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the most ancient churches. It was established in 40 AD by St. Mark the Apostle, the author of the Gospel.
40 AD, gosh.
Yeah, he travelled to Alexandria in Egypt, and from there Christianity spread all across Egypt. And so it's a very ancient church, a very special and beautiful church, but definitely stained with the blood of the martyrs throughout its centuries.
Yes, that's indeed the history. Your own church is named after St. Mark.
Yeah, so my church is St. Mark's Church, and I'm also personally named after St. Mark as well.
Oh, yes, I just... my boy, yes, you are. Well,
yes.
Well spotted, sir.
Yes.
The Coptic Church in Australia, they're beautiful people. And you've got large congregations both in Sydney and Brisbane and other parts of Australia, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a diocese in Sydney, a diocese in Melbourne, two bishops, a monastery with a bishop as well, and tens of churches and thousands of parishioners. Very, very active church with a lot of young people, and very devout. And probably the reason for that is the strength that comes from being persecuted in Egypt. And when you are persecuted for Christ's sake, it does strengthen your faith. It does bring you closer. It does make you depend and rely on God. And so you see that ripple effect taking place in the parishioners and the way their faith is deeply rooted in the way they worship. It's as though it's been, you know, cultivated by the blood of these martyrs.
Yes. Your Coptic Pope was in Australia.
Pope Tawadros is planned to visit Sydney in this coming September. The previous Pope Shenouda was here a number of years ago.
Mm. Well, we're so awfully sad about what's happened to your church, fellow churchmen and women in Egypt, and people will be praying for you over the days and weeks. So thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, we ask all the Christians to share with us in prayer, and thank you for the kind sentiments. And we also pray for the attackers, and that God would have mercy upon them and also touch their hearts. And we as Christians, are called to love everybody, even those who persecute us.
Indeed. Thank you, Father Mark. Bless you. Bye-bye. Father Mark Basile from St. Mark's Coptic Church. It's in Arncliffe in Sydney.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.